What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Movie Talk with Mike. I'm going to kind of talk about a movie that I checked out last night. Got a screener sent to me. The movie is originally called Scherzo Diabolico. And the whole point of this is it's getting a UK release on November 7th under a new title called Evil Games. So that's going to be coming out soon on that title. It's from the same director as Here Comes the Devil, which was a freaking crazy movie. The cover has a girl with a baseball bat with a guy with a skull face sitting, actually standing next behind her. 4 stars, the best horror movie from Mexico since Pan's Labyrinth, according to Horror Freak News. Do I think it is better since the best one since Pan's Labyrinth? Ooh, you know what? Probably so. I mean, on top of Here Comes the Devil, because if you haven't seen that movie there, that was a freaky, crazy, freaking movie. but this one here, erotic thriller, it says here, I'm looking at a little email, made in Mexico, came out 2015, festivals, Tribeca, USA, Fantasia in Canada, Fright Fest in the UK, Bifan in Korea, but it seems like it's awards, best film, Grossman, best film, Dead Lake. After losing his job and marriage, which is not technically true right there, a middle-aged man kidnaps a teenage girl with whom he's become obsessed. He doesn't know his plan, has a flaw, and the joke will ultimately be on him. Now, there is another synopsis of this movie, and when I previously recorded this, I was like, wait a second, it gives away! So, don't watch the trailer and don't read anything, because one of the synopsis ruins the movie, which was probably the big part for me. This dude doesn't lose his job. I don't know why it says that. He works at a law firm as kind of like the second dude in command of his boss. Straight from the beginning, he is basically doing everything, planning, writing out a plan to kidnap somebody. You don't know who it is yet, but eventually you find out it's a teenage girl. Then that happens, and the crap that he goes through, and then some other stuff. I'm trying not to give it away. And at one moment, I was like, okay, because it builds you up in the beginning. I mean, I'm telling you, in the beginning, you're like, what is this guy doing? And then, and it could be because I was tired last night, but all of a sudden, I was like, is this movie starting to slow down? And just when you think, you're like, oh, this is not gonna, bam, in your face. There's a part where it's like the total, like, twist. I was like, what? Oh, man. And then from there, it just gets crazy and crazier. I really like this movie. Really like this movie. The movie's in Spanish with English subtitles. It's kind of like an erotic horror thriller. It's got blood. It's got sex. It's got stuff. Yeah, it was a really good, raw kind of movie. It was really good. I'm telling you, it's totally worth the watch. If you get a chance to check it out, it's called Scherzo Diabolico, but it's going to get a new name called Evil Games. And the cover, like I said, is a girl holding a baseball bat with a gentleman standing behind her, which is the kidnapper with a skull face. It's a crazy movie, totally worth the watch. How many popcorns do I give it? 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5 popcorns. It didn't get a 5 where I was mind blown, but this movie is totally worth the watch, and it's a really good movie. Totally worth the watch. I'm wondering if there's going to be like an Evil Games 2. I don't know. You know what? Probably not. I just want to let me, when you watch the ending, you'll be like, did it? Oh, it's what? And then you're probably going to be like me that, like, you know what? Let me just figure out the ending myself and think that that did happen. And when you watch it, you'll know what I'm talking about. So that's it for this review. Like I said, Evil Games is going to be the new title, but the movie is called Scherzo Diabolico. There it is. Okay. And it's coming on the UK on November 7th. I believe that's what it is. Or 6th, whichever one I said earlier. I can't remember. Either way, good movie. Go check it out. All right. That's it for me. If you want to check out more of my reviews, feel free to listen to them at a couple of spots. You can go to iTunes, available on iTunes. All you got to do is search Movie Talk with Mike on iTunes. You can check out some of my past movie reviews. If you don't have iTunes, you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, and you'll find all my other subchannels for TV shows and movies and stuff like that. Or my blog, iwatchmike.com. There I am. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. And then everything's on my blog. All right? Have a great weekend. Stay safe out there. We get an extra hour of getting into trouble on Saturday night. Thanks for all the likes, shares, all that good stuff. Have a good one. Peace out.